Well, yeah, we've in the question of you wouldn't want things in the way, we've had a question in from David Wally, 94, on Twitter. It says, if you shone two lasers directly into each other, what would happen?
Well, that's a good question. If you shone them directly into one another, you're quite likely to break the lasers, unfortunately. But if you imagine you misalign them slightly so that the beams cross, but that they don't go down the throat of the opposing laser, then if you were to do that in a vacuum, if you just have one light beam crossing another, then to all intents and purposes, nothing happens. Once you get to extreme physics conditions where the laser intensity does become spectacular, and in some experiments we do, we're getting there, you might imagine that you can perturb the vacuum. You can change the vacuum with the intensity of light you need. But mostly this is interesting if you cross the two beams over in some kind of material. And if you do that, you can achieve all sorts of interesting effects in the material by combining two laser beams through the properties of the material.
I love the idea of extreme physics. Just to return to the sort of applications of lasers. So we can do all these things. We can use them for seeing stuff. We can use them for cutting things. What actually determines the properties of an individual laser? How can you change them, tweak them?
Well, if, for instance, you wanted to change the colour of the laser beam, then you'd either have to change the stuff, the stuff that's doing the stimulated emission. And in the past, we've used everything from liquid dyes to solid crystals to gases. You can get a whole range of different colours that way. If you want to change the properties of the beam itself, if you want to focus it down or blow it up or propagate it a long distance, then you would change the mirrors. You would alter the optics, or you would put other mirrors in.
So basically, there's just pretty much anything you can do with lasers. Is there anything lasers can't do?
That we'd like them to do. There are quite a few. I mean, we're still working not only on finding new applications for lasers, but there's still a lot of work on the better laser, if you like. And as I say, it was dramatic results recently in the States, pushing the laser wavelength down into the very short part of the spectrum.
What could you do with an X-ray laser?
Oh, what can you do? Well, you can do all the things that you can do with an X-ray light source, only a million or 10 million or 100 million times more quickly or faster. So, for instance, they were using them for attempting X-ray imaging. They were trying to probe X-ray signatures of elements. There's a whole range of science that would have taken weeks that can now be done in seconds.
Wow, it's some extreme physics. Anyway, thanks, Graham. Graham's going to stay on the line with us. That's Graham Hurst from the STFC's Central Laser Facility. And so if you have any laser questions for Graham, if you want to contact us through Twitter, we had a lot of questions in from Twitter tonight, it's @NakedScientists, or you can send an email to chris@thenakedscientists.com.